It really is. And he's on this station now, which is great news. Right after Brian Kilmeade and right before Greg Kelly. From noon to 1, he is the very, very bright and talented Charlie Kirk, making his debut here on the Big Show, the Bernie and Sid Show. Charlie, good morning, pal. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. Honored to be on the same station with you guys.
Is that true? Sometimes people just say that, but they just—that's what they tell you. There you go.
It's an honor. Welcome to the station, Charlie. It's an honor to have you on the station. Thank you.
Thank you. Of course.
That's what they tell me. Hey, I have a question for you. You're a young guy, and that's part of the reason why you're so popular with the younger crowd. This whole vaccination thing, I don't know if you've been vaccinated or not. We know that Johnson & Johnson, of course, now has had to stop producing their vaccination because of a ridiculous statistic. So have you been vaccinated? What are your thoughts on that? And what do you think of this whole controversy?
No, and I'm not a scientist. I'm not going to weigh in on the intricacies of it. I'm not getting vaccinated either.
Why not?
I'm not convinced that getting the vaccine is necessary. I'm
with you.
I've already had it.
I'm totally with you. Totally with you.
Yeah. And I think everyone should be able to have their own liberty and freedom, make their own choice. And I have loved ones and family members that have been vaccinated, and that's their choice, right? And so I also am a little bit skeptical when something is rushed to market this quickly, and there are a lot of questions now with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. But I'm also very careful in my public commentary to know my limits, and definitely mass inoculation is not something I'm an expert in. And so I leave that up to the people that know it best. And Tucker had a great guest last evening from Harvard Medical that said that the CDC and the FDA has a lot of explaining to do when it comes to the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. But I'm a little bit skeptical of this idea of trying to inoculate tens of millions of people, especially under the age of 35, who are not at serious risk of dying from the virus. But that's the great thing about liberty, is everyone can make their own decisions, get their information, and then hopefully we're not going to have some coercive act from the government that's going to mandate vaccination.
Well, Charlie Kirk, again, the latest addition to the WABC lineup every day at noon here on 77 WABC. Charlie Kirk. Charlie, listen, I follow you on Twitter. I think you're brilliant. You're very active on Twitter and very insightful, I would say. So I'm going to ask you a big picture question. You're a very smart guy, obviously. A lot of people feel that everything is out of control. We're sliding into socialism, totalitarianism, even anarchy. And you have those forces controlling really the two branches of government, the Congress, the executive branch, and of course, academia, the media, sports. Now corporate America is caving to all this crap out there. They're all aligning with these forces. So, can you give us some hope? I mean, is 2022 and Joe Manchin the answer for us to look forward to relieve us from some of this garbage that's going on in this country?
Yeah, that's a really great question. I actually have two things that give me hope currently. I just want to reinforce something that just as the intro, I am honored to be on WABC, and the Castaneda's family's been amazing to give me this opportunity. And one of the things I talked to them about is two things that I think that are going to be hopefully the saving grace of the country. And number one is it's really hard to revolutionize our country and our current constitutional framework in one election cycle. The founding fathers, they spread power over geographic space and time. So it's intentionally deliberate in our country. There's checks and balances. We have the consent of the governed. And so you mentioned Joe Manchin. It's going to be tough to put forward a very radical, somewhat revolutionary agenda through the United States Senate this session. And that's a good thing. The founding fathers wanted the gridlock. Justice Antonin Scalia used to say, fall in love with the gridlock. So that's number one, is I think our system thankfully has some safeguards and some measures that will make it difficult for this decline to happen, let's say overnight, even though it feels that way. The second thing is kind of a unique take, considering we're chatting in the New York general area, is I actually have hope in how different the states have been able to react over the last year. I think it's not even an argument anymore that Ron DeSantis is running circles around Governor Andrew Cuomo, from virus infection rates to business closures to mental health issues. And so why does that give me hope? Well, most of the European countries, they do not have a states-based model. And the fact that we have a state-based model where Florida is able to juxtapose its success versus New York failures I think actually gives people a comparison of ideologies and philosophies and government practices. That gives me hope, is the fact that some states are doing very well, and we actually are able to show the differences between it. And that actually what makes our system so unique and so exceptional.
You know, let me go back to Tucker last night, which you actually brought up first, Charlie Kirk, here on the Bernie and Sid in the Morning Show. It was a brilliant show. I saw that same guest you saw, as well as the former surgeon. And Tucker, going back to the vaccination discussion we were having, you and I, Tucker was talking about just that, about and talking about hope, which Bernie just brought up. The hope that one day we're walking around without a mask on, which I've been doing for months, by the way. I've adopted Texas's policy 5 months ago. But the truth is, will the rest of us ever do that? Vaccinations now all of a sudden being called into play, and maybe they don't work. And there have been some doctors that have even said, even after vaccinations, you still must social distance and wear a mask. Tucker seemed confused last night. I'm also confused. So above and beyond the hope for the country restoring itself, what about our normal everyday activities? Do you have any hope that that will happen, in the near future?
Yeah, I mean, certain pockets of the country are almost basically there. You know, I was in restaurants in Florida in May of last year. I was a critic of the lockdowns all along, not because I didn't take the virus seriously, but I think that you must have an unbelievably strong argument to shut down all of modern civilization and then act as if you can open it back up and everything's going to be just like it was, right? As if it's just like your winter car you use in Florida. You're like, all right, I'll see you in November. Like, that's not the way this stuff works, right?
Right.
And so I'm always, my default position is to try to trust people to make informed choices. But you make a really profound point, which is that we are going to have people still wearing masks 5 years from now. That's fine. You could wear masks before this, and you could wear masks after this. Where I become a pretty public critic is when all of a sudden you're going to use the force of government to mandate other people's lifestyle. And I just kind of find it ironic because, you know, people on the left, they traditionally don't like government mandates when it comes to personal choices of one's body. They say it's my body, my choice when it comes to the issue of abortion or when drugs or alcohol. And I don't really see that same sort of push for individual rights or fervor when it comes to this particular issue, which I find to be interesting. But I don't know if we're ever going to get back to normal anytime soon. I sure hope we will. But, you know, talking to you right now from Arizona, there's like little glimmers of like, oh, I feel like I'm back in 2018, and Florida as well. And my big push for states like New York and Connecticut, New Jersey is the human cost of these lockdowns has been unacceptable. And I think reopening the country and the states is essential.
Charlie Kirk, who has joined the 77 WABC team, is on every day at noon. Every day at noon, Charlie Kirk, he's brilliant. Charlie, look, our open borders, of course, it's by design. It is no doubt by design. I think they were overwhelmed, so they're embarrassed, but it is a catastrophe. However, it's not going to end anytime soon. You have Kamala Harris is in charge, and she's doing squat. How do you see the border catastrophe ending, if at all?
That's a really good question. Others wrote extensively about the issue of immigration. And one of my favorite quotes in the Federalist Papers, I think it might have been Alexander Hamilton, which people are more and more familiar with, but they aren't familiar with his immigration policies, which was that the people get to choose their rulers. The rulers don't get to choose who they represent, right? And so that's a really interesting point where the people in charge of our country, they don't get to all of a sudden remake the electorate or remake who they represent. So they need a mandate, or they need to go through certain processes, and they're not even going through Congress through this. I'm saddened by what's happening on the southern border. It really is a human crisis. And, you know, Donald Trump was met with a smaller version of this, and you remember what happened. There were millions of people that took to the streets. Time magazine had a young girl who was like 3 years old looking up at a picture of Trump, and it said, "Welcome to America." I don't know if you remember that image.
I do remember that, yeah.
It's almost tattooed in our memory at this point. Yeah. And I think it's really maddening for those of us that were kind of on the front lines of that when we were being accused of being terrible and awful people, because President Trump inherited that problem. And then he solved it through involving Mexico and involving Nicaragua, Honduras, and coming up with creative solutions. And then just to kind of talk about the state of New York here, when you subsidize something, you get more of it. I'm sure you guys have covered this extensively.
Yeah.
Where $2 billion in the new state budget, they're going to offer up to $15,600 in cash to illegals in the state of New York, which I think is an insult to so many New Yorkers that very well been paying their taxes for the last 20 years. And, you know, they've had a tough year, and then it's somehow going to get preferential treatment for foreign nationals. And so the issue of immigration, I think, is widely misunderstood in our country. It should always benefit our fellow countrymen and our fellow citizens and the nation at whole. I do believe there's a part of our immigration policy that needs to be rooted in compassion. But when it's nothing but compassion and no wisdom, then you have chaos.
Excellent point. Excellent conversation. Breaking news for both you, Charlie, and Bernie on the way out. Bernie Madoff has just died. Excuse me. Bernie Madoff just died.
He's all choked up about it.
Yeah, I know. Mr. Ponzi. Uncle Bernie. He's gone. Hey, Charlie, you're great on this station every weekday. We're thrilled to have you. You were brilliant just now with me and Bernie. Thank you so much, and welcome to the family, pal.
I'm honored. Thank you, guys. I truly am honored, and I want to thank Red Apple and WABC. It's a great partnership. God bless you guys.
God bless you, too.
Thanks.